With all the talk of humility and simplicity surrounding Pope Francis, it's possible to overlook the Vatican's artistic wealth and gilded exuberance. Not to worry. The new exhibition at the Franklin Institute, Vatican Splendors, is a pilgrimage through the Catholic Church's treasures in art and architecture. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna found out it's also an exploration of the intersection of art, faith, and science.
The 200 objects in the exhibition tell several stories, all centered on the Vatican's power and influence, and not just in religious matters. Brother Charles Hilken, historical consultant for the show, says it begins when the church was an underground movement.
The church for its first several centuries, of course, was an illegal group without any means of expressing itself in art or in architecture. And then once it was legal to be Christian, it had to find ways of expressing the faith. And so the first kind of Christian art is heavily dependent on ancient Greco-Roman models.
That evolution is displayed through paintings, carvings, documents, maps, and other artifacts. Visitors can also communicate, so to speak, with Pope St. John Paul II by putting their hands in a bronze mold of his hand. This is a dialogue between art and faith, says Hilken. We stop in front of a small, touchingly domestic painting by renowned 17th century artist Giovanni Francesco Barbieri. It portrays Mary teaching baby Jesus how to read.
We know that Jesus eventually stood up in synagogue and read from the scriptures, and he had to learn it from somewhere.
In Splendors, there are minuscule ex-votos and imposing sculptures, chalices decorated with precious stones, and simple vessels of gold and silver. There's even an invoice signed by Michelangelo and the first map of Australia. Monsignor Luis Manuel Cunha Ramos, who heads the Vatican's Congregation of the Evangelization of the People, says cartography was an important part of spreading the gospel, mapping where missionaries were going. So was learning and printing in different languages.
In 1627, the polyglot printing press was founded. Printing press could print books in 22 Oriental languages, which means that there was a very important investment in culture. And in so many occasions, the missionaries were the first ones to create and to compose the first dictionaries, the first grammars in so many languages.
As fitting for a science museum, Vatican Splendors explores art preservation and the materials used to create these works, ranging from inks to paint to stone to metals. There's a keen emphasis on architecture and the builders hired to construct landmark Vatican buildings. The exhibition is divided in thematic rooms. A passageway between two centuries is built as a makeshift scaffold, giving you an idea of what it was like for Michelangelo to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Vatican Splendors, A Journey Through Faith and Art, will close at the Franklin Institute on October 4th. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.